Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to job interviews, the hiring manager is in the driver's seat. They ask the questions and make the decisions. But candidates aren't simply passengers in the process. It's possible and appropriate to take control in several situations. Taking control in a job interview can help you showcase your qualifications, make a strong impression, and steer the conversation in a direction that highlights your strengths, says Paul Bramson, CEO of the Paul Bramson Companies, which offers sales and leadership training programs. However, it's essential to strike a balance between taking control and being respectful. The first step is to understand what you can control. While you can't or shouldn't try to control other people in the interview, you have free rein over yourself, says David Viacek, executive coach and founder of Career Fixer, a career coaching firm. For example, you can control how you show up, including your energy, as well as the examples, anecdotes, and metrics you emphasize and the questions you ask. Self-awareness is a powerful tool, Viacek says. If you catch yourself talking too fast during an interview, rather than continuing on the path and rambling, it might be beneficial to pause and say, "As you can tell from my energy level, I'm excited about potentially joining your team, but I've already talked quite a bit, and I want to hear from you. What other questions do you have for me?" That shows self-awareness and demonstrates command of thyself. Controlling your physiological responses by watching your body language and presence helps exude confidence, says Steve Van Wieren, Senior Director of Data Science and Governance at the HR services provider Dayforce, formerly Ceridian. Ensure as a candidate you control your breathing to allow time for slow and thoughtful responses, Van Wieren suggests. This may seem trivial, but it does allow you to control the pace and speed of the interview itself to ensure you represent your best self. You can also exert some control during an interview by doing your homework, which allows you to enter into an intelligent dialogue with the person interviewing you, Van Wieren says, explaining, "It stops the interview from just being questions fired at you to more of a dialogue, and this in turn allows you to have a thoughtful conversation." Use what you learn about the company to help steer the interview. For example, if you discover the company has new strategic goals, you could mention how your experience might benefit those initiatives, suggests Van Wieren, who once interviewed a candidate who brought up the company's focus on becoming global. He started to proactively highlight his global experience and how he had helped a past organization work through a similar strategy, Van Wieren says. It was impressive to know this candidate was not only well aware of our organization and its strategic vision, but that he would be well equipped to help us execute on this strategy. Connecting the dots also shows business acumen and self-awareness. Being in control also means knowing what you're looking for in your job search, beyond the title and compensation, says Jess Wass, career coach and CEO of ReWorkIt, a career coaching company. When you understand what types of roles you thrive in, the managerial support you need, and the culture that enables you to do your best work, you start to have more of a role in the interview process. If you haven't thought much about those factors, it's easy to let the company run the interview process instead, Wass says. Remember, this is also very much about you interviewing them as they are interviewing you, says Leslie Kardick, SVP of Recruiting and Marketing at ClearEdge Marketing, a marketing, recruiting, and leadership development services provider. Don't let the conversation be one-sided. This is a discovery process that involves more than one person. Once you know what you're looking for, you can start to craft questions for the interviewers. This means you are just as involved in this interview process as the company, Wass says. By starting with what is important to you, it enables you to ask less generic questions. This shows that you have put thought into the process, which most companies will respect and value. At the beginning of the interview, ask if time can be saved at the end for you to ask questions, Wass adds, noting, otherwise, they may run out of time and not realize you had any important questions to ask. By asking about this at the start, you can set expectations and take back control over the interview. And make sure your questions are strong, advises Bill Catlett, partner with Contented Cow Partners, a leadership and workforce advisory firm. Having one or two big questions at the ready can give you a sense of control, he says. Confidence and control often stem from being well prepared. While you won't know everything you may be asked, you can and should anticipate common interview questions, Bramson says. Have a strong opening statement and begin by taking control at the very start of the interview, he suggests. When the interviewer asks, "Tell me about yourself," or a similar opening question, use this opportunity to provide a strong, concise introduction that sets up a positive tone and highlights your key qualifications and enthusiasm for the role. Also, be ready to explain any blips in your employment. If you have a gap in your employment history or lack a specific qualification, be prepared to explain how your other experiences or skills compensate for it, Bramson says. Don't leave the interview without taking control of what happens next, Branson adds. Politely inquire about the next steps in the hiring process and when you can expect to hear back. This shows the interviewer that you're interested in the position and provides some accountability about next steps. By steering the conversation, you can ensure that you cover the aspects of your qualifications and experiences that are most relevant to the position, Bramson says. Taking control from the beginning demonstrates confidence and assertiveness, setting a positive tone. That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.